Russian Oyskuf says, says that he got who got that has to saw him should be in Adam Machaveroi. You shouldn't be running, you shouldn't be interested, you shouldn't be excited to know people's private issues. Something which is in Adam Machaveroi, in one person or another, and the things which are hidden, you shouldn't be running after that. So we mentioned this idea a little bit, I touched on this idea. That what's the chaimer of the way we sent the shayla like this? We said it with one of our rabbeim, he had the shayla, we know there's a klal, al ti shmiya, v'el mariya, you can't have shmiya, it should be more powerful than riya. So shmiya is good, so riya for sure is good. So the chaimer of shmiya is also, riya for sure should be also. So there's an issur of shmiya is lashon hara, there's an issur of riya is lashon hara. So he had the shayla, said, let's say, you know, there's a rumor going around the town that there's a fellow from neighborhood, there's a guy from the challah shop. So you're up one Friday night, up late, the baby's up, 6:30 in the morning, you hear a car starting. No sirens, no, somebody's sick, you hear a car starting, so you're curious to know who it is. Right? So you want to take your head out and see who's the guy driving the car in the middle of the night. Is there an issue of Riyas Lashon Hara? That was the shayla that he presented. So I told him, I said, I think it's a fair shishlah. It says, the Pasuk says, the Lashon of the Pasuk, it says, the way that the Torah presents this Lashon Hara, it doesn't say don't speak Lashon Hara. It says, L'shilach Racha Ba'amecha. So she says, don't go to House A to see what's going on in House A, they will tell you in House B. Don't go try and pick up the latest information, the latest gossip in A, see what A is doing, so you can tell B about A. But the Shlok says you're ever ready, it says, what's the Lashon of the Sen of Rachel? It says, to tell you that you're ever ready, Vashasti, you go. The issue is the Halicha. The issue is not saying over the story in B. This is not seeing it in A. The issue is going to House A to see what's going on. So the issue of Lashon Hara is, why are you spending your time looking into somebody else's business? Why are you making that somebody else's life your priority? Your priority in life should be your own life. You have a relationship, but you have things that you need to work on. You have relationships that you want to put a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you need to work on. First of living in that world where he's working on his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if I can help you, it should help you. Otherwise, you're really not, you know, I'm nice to accept you, but I'm not busy living your life. I have a very, very full life, a very full day, a very full agenda. What I need to accomplish in the world, I want to accomplish in the world, I'm happy with what I'm doing, I feel fulfilled and excited, etc. And you're not relevant to me. The problem with Lashon Hara is that the emptiness in myself makes me focus on what's going on with other people. The issue starts right there. One certain Ramatis Yo in the tape, he says in England, they call it, says, don't be a nosy parker, as he called it. Nosy parker apparently is like the guy who sticks his nose in somebody else's business. Don't think your nose in somebody else's business. Once had a buffer here in the yeshiva who, and it came with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He felt that he had certain issues, and he thought people in the yeshiva didn't like him. You know, in general, he thought the yeshiva world didn't like him because he wasn't from enough, wasn't this enough, wasn't that enough, etc. So we didn't hit it off the greatest. We didn't hit it off the greatest when he came. And at some point in my corner, like, you know, like this, where I said, what's the issue? He says, well, let me think bad thoughts about me. So I says, I hate to damage your self-esteem. If you don't rate it off my radar screen, I'm thinking about you so often. The guy gave me this book, really? He says, he thought every time I looked at him, I was thinking about him, but you're positive or negative. You know, I was thinking something negative about him. I said, no, I'm not thinking about you. I better think to do with my life to sit and think about whether you're a good boy, you're a bad boy, you're this, you're that. I got more things, I got better things to do with my life. And that was the breakthrough. We had a great relationship after that, you know. Like, you know, like 90, you know, it's we shouldn't be busy thinking about somebody else, positive or negative. So when I'm busy, I'm low to Ladasa Sam Michel Machabero. Why? Why am I so low to know what's going on between you and somebody else? What's my motivation? What's pushing me? So listen, you shouldn't, there's very important things going on between you and what you need in your own life. Don't get stuck in that. The person who fills his life, So the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, and the Makis, that we the Pasuk touches up the Pasuk, this is, starts up the Tiger Mitzvahs, they cut it down. So eventually the Gemara says that, there's three things which a person needs, and that, with those three things, those three foundations, you can make a Torah cool. You can boil all the Torah down to three things. One of them is Ases Mishpat, doing what's proper, etc. And walk the tzniyas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What exactly is this third one of walking the tzniyas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? This is the person who's walking the tzniyas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world of tzniyas is a world where he's not interested in being the gal what's going on inside himself, he's not interested in looking at somebody else. He's living in it within that private world that he has, he's with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hatsnei Aleches Nusach, the Mashmos of Chazal, actually, Chaskel Sarner quoted in his Ayunim on the Earth of Skyrim, says, Hatsnei Aleches Imcha Elokecha. When a person walks with Tzniyas, the person is with him. He's busy not trying to publicize himself and call attention to himself. He doesn't need your feedback, your interest. And he's not only busy focusing on your world also, because he has a very full world that he's living in, living in the world with the awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think maybe that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying over here, that the first step is make a decision, just don't look, just don't get involved. So I'm not sure passing halacha l'maisa on that halacha shot about sticking your head out the window, whether it's us or muta, I'll tell the lashon hara, but the spirit of the concept, you shouldn't be busy with thinking about those things, because you have so much you have to accomplish within your own world. And when you do, you're so happy. You really it doesn't interest you to know what's going on with somebody else, because you're very full. You're very full of what you're doing. So that person is a person, Taka, who has the meter of a snail as a similar cafe. He's with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that Taka generates a phenomenal amount of simple and excitement in his own life, and he's not busy filling himself with these low type of things and being looking at somebody else's business.